Started. Hello, everybody. Today is December 2nd, and this is Monday Mindset, and we're going to talk about decluttering your digital closet in December, or where did those 6 hours go? Anybody find they spent too much time on Facebook over the holiday, checking what people are doing, who's saying Happy Thanksgiving? Oh, Mike, wow, what a face. So it's true. Yeah, sometimes we can go down that rabbit hole. So this is all about some thoughts that you may have already had in the past about getting your digital life decluttered, or maybe there's some new ideas that you just want to try out. So I request that as I go through, you just jot down some things that you're willing to take action on. Because there's going to be a lot of ideas here about how you can simplify and declutter your digital closet. And I'm excited, so let's get started. Ooh. Go to my next slide. There we go. So, I'm reading this book about digital decluttering. And what I read was that it wasn't until 2 years ago that people got really uncomfortable with how much they use their phone and then worried about being on their phone too much. So we know that time adds up in little nicks, 5 minutes here, 15 minutes there. I have a friend that got an Apple Watch. Suddenly, we're constantly interrupted during conversations with her going like this on her Apple Watch. So she's got a watch pad. A million ways for her digital life to interrupt her all the time. So those little minutes add up, and when you batch those up, we look at a lot of wasted time over a day, a week. So it's been called the constant companion model. Our digital life has become our constant companion. We're driven by likes, which means there's an approval system that's irresistible. I'm a victim of it. I post my art on Instagram and man, I check who likes it. Maybe you're posting things on Facebook, a new listing. Well, how many likes did I get? So that's an approval system that works on our unconscious mind, and social media companies study colors, patterns, interfaces that work on our minds like that. And like a company that, minds extracts oil, social media companies are working on extracting our attention. So because we're in business, this can become a problem very, very quickly. So it's also a moderate behavior addiction. And how do you know when you become addicted? It starts to interfere with your real life. And when you realize it's not something that I'm taking advantage of, it's taking advantage of me, right? All this digital life that we have adopted are things that are supposed to make our life easier. And yet when I look at my phone, it's covered with apps because I love new things. I love things. So, I'll download an app to make my life simpler, which doesn't really make my life simpler. So my phone is full of apps to make my life simpler and more productive. And yet I realize many times it's taking advantage of me. I'm not taking advantage of it. Let me have somebody read, because I love to have somebody read on my calls. Terry, would you like to read where it says it's not new?
Sure. It's not new. In a 1931 speech at the California Institute of Technology, Albert Einstein said, "Why does this magnificent applied science, which saves work and makes life easier, bring us so little happiness?" The simple answer runs, because we have not yet learned to make sensible use of it.
Right, right. So this moderate behavior addiction is not anything new. And I love that quote from 1931. So, optimal technology. What we really want to do is make our technology, optional and optimal. So optional technology is technology you can live without, Optional technology is where social media overlaps your business life. Some parts of it are for maintaining and growing our business. So, you know, we're going to talk about that because some of us do use Facebook for business, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about how that can overlap our business life. And some people simply take it off one device. So they're not constantly checking their watch or their pad or being interrupted. So this is like cleaning out your closet. Many of us clean out our closets at the end of the year, and that's how we prepare for the next year. A digital declutter is like cleaning out a closet. It's very Marie Kondo. Doing a little at a time does not have much impact. Clean out the whole closet. To fully declutter, swipe your slate clean and rebuild your digital life. You see, because the forces of the companies that run this are so powerful, the unconscious forces that keep us addicted to our phones and our social media are so powerful, it's not enough to just tweak a few things. It's not enough. So this may make some of you nervous. Start from scratch and rebuild your digital life more carefully than you did before. Instead of doing it impulsively, we do it more carefully. Here's some fun things. This is how far this has gone. You know the need for digital minimalism is real when things like a no phone, a plastic rectangle resembling a smartphone, now exist. So for real, they raised $18,000 on Kickstarter and have sold over 12,000 units and even appeared on Shark Tank. This is for those of us who are addicted to having the phone in our hand. They've also branched into new products like the No Phone Air plastic packaging with nothing but air inside, which has 5 stars on Amazon. The product is perfect for people looking to downgrade for nothing, claim the founders. Now everyone can put down their real phones, pick up the No Phone Air, and enjoy real life. Wow. That's capitalizing on things, right?
Yes.
There's a picture of the No Phone and the No Phone Air. The New York Times said, always have a rectangle of plastic to clutch. Fast Company says, a security blanket phone addicts are taking seriously. TechCrunch says, pay attention without having a panic attack. Do we really need this? This is how bad the problem's gotten. You can buy a no phone.
I like the time one. A simulation of your comfort object helping you slowly abandon it.
Right. Well, all I can say is this may make a funny Christmas present for some people, but this is how far it's gone. So how do you wipe your tech slate clean? Oh. You know, 1 year when I cleaned out my closet, I took all my clothes out and put them in the basement.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the basement to get the clothes I wanted to wear. And if I wore them, they went back in my closet. And if I didn't ever wear them for 30 to 60 days, they went out. So this is kind of the same concept. So wipe your tech slate clean of optional technologies for 30 days. Newport defines optional technologies as apps, websites, and related digital tools delivered through a screen that are meant to entertain, inform, or connect you. So Reddit, Instagram, and text messages are examples. You also might consider video games and Netflix in this category. Scary, huh? Consider the technology optional unless its temporary removal would harm or significantly disrupt the daily operation of your professional or personal life, writes Newport. So optional. Wow. You know, if you were to just make a list, what would some optional technologies be? Somebody give me an example.
Well, I think a lot of the cooking stuff that you buy, the Instapots, the sous vides, the 18 different blenders. And I would say, Donna and I, honestly, we have probably 3 drawers of pots and pans, and we could live with 1 baking sheet, 1 saucepan, and the cast iron pan.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a few more than that, but I've been thinking, too, we need to get rid of a bunch of it.
Yeah.
So Twitter is one that I would eliminate.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much eliminated Twitter earlier this year.
Right. And once you start looking at the emails you get, it becomes very clear maybe as to what optional technology is. Who else has an optional technology where it's temporary removal, would not harm or significantly disrupt the daily operation?
How about Alexa?
Probably Facebook.
Alexa, yeah, great. Yeah, for some of us, it would be a taking a Facebook fast. Great. Anybody else have one to put on that list? So author Cal Newport recommends a broad break of 30 days. Look at what you can step away from without it causing a problem. So maybe your business requires some regular posting on Facebook, but you find you're spending time on social media while you're posting. Yeah, that's happened to me. So he talks about building fences. So building fences might mean that you limit your time on Facebook to a certain amount of time a day. You focus on posting, or you have someone else do the posting. So build fences so that you have some guardrails. So take a break from optional technology days and get back in touch with what's important. So an example, Ed Sheeran. I love Ed Sheeran. Musician Ed Sheeran took 12 months off social, and he has over 40 million followers. And he said, "Hello all, I'm taking a break from my phone, emails, and all social media for a while. I've had such an amazing ride over the past 5 years, but I find myself seeing the world through a screen and not my eyes." So it's something to be aware of. As agents, we spend a lot of time at our computer. It takes us away from that face-to-face with people. So the phone is also sometimes an escape from boredom. For a lot of people, it grew from that. So we started checking our phone because we're bored. Then we got this kind of subconscious addiction to it. So for those who grew up with a phone, they have less leisure time and less quality activities. Anyone see that in the next generation or the next generation below that? All on their phones. Is what you're doing on social media life-enhancing or life-sustaining? And that's why it takes 30 days. And ask yourself, has solitude become rare in your life? So you all know this. You can check your screen time. There's a way to do that with your phone. Ask yourself, this one is really important for real estate agents. This is a critical question on this call. Do you check your phone more than you check your database? Raise your hand if you do that. Yeah. We're checking our phone more than we're checking our database. And then we wonder why our database forgets about us. Anybody feel real about that?
Absolutely.
So another thing you can do is remove apps where a company makes money. So try removing apps from your phone. It makes money when you tap on it. That will get you comfortable with your compulsive use. You need to be comfortable being alone with your thoughts. Again, the phone is an escape from boredom. I asked some of these questions on the previous slide. But yeah, remove apps where a company makes money. How are you using Facebook? Looking at Facebook is like eating empty calories. You can never get enough of the stuff you don't need. So it's just recognizing it. For instance, I looked at Facebook this morning for some reason and something popped up where somebody that I know has a brother who's a professional wrestler. Wow, that's weird. So I started looking at his professional wrestling pictures and then I realized I don't want to spend 5 minutes doing this. I'm eating empty calories. And so if you do use it to keep up with your clients and post listings, put it in your schedule, as Donna Stott always says. Put it in your schedule.
And if it's there's no room in your schedule for it, there's no room in your life for it.
Good point.
Somebody really smart told me that.
Yeah, so true. Turn off notifications, badges, and sounds. So if you have your watch that goes ding ding every time you get a text message or a call or anytime somebody posts on Twitter or Facebook, turn off notifications, badges, and sounds. This alone would make a world of difference to minimize interruptions. So you also know this, it takes an average of 23 to 25 minutes to return to a task once you've been interrupted. Go down a rabbit hole. Turn off your phone during certain days and times, such as holidays, dates, or do what Teresa Howard did and leave your phone with your assistant while you're on vacation and take a burner phone. Her clients could not reach her. They had to go through Lindsay. It was a beautiful thing. She had the most relaxing vacation she'd ever had when she did that. Rediscover high quality activities. Improve your chance of a meaningful declutter by rediscovering higher quality activities in the analog real world, such as hobbies, reading, or socializing in person with friends. So sometimes we just don't even realize our digital life is taken over until we realize we're not going out anymore. Reading is one of the absolute loves of my life. And once I realize that I'm not having time to read, what's that about? Any comments on anything we've gone over so far? What if you limited the use of email to every 2 hours? What if you had in your schedule that you checked your email only every 2 hours? Would you really miss out on everything? I coach someone who has an assistant. Every morning she comes in and just spends time on email. So, you know, that takes everybody off schedule, takes everybody off point. Unsubscribe. So at the end of the year, unsubscribe from as many email newsletters as possible. Inbox zero is really only achievable when you have less email being delivered to you in the first place. So I don't know if you know this, but both Gmail and Outlook now have a little feature at the top of your email when you get it that says something like too much email, unsubscribe. So it's a lot easier than looking down through the fine print of the email that you're getting to click the unsubscribe button. So look for that. That's in both Gmail and Outlook now. There's an unsubscribe option at the top. But man, the less email you get, the simpler your life is. So set up an ad blocker. There is an app for that. Intently is the world's most inspirational ad blocker. More than 1 in 4 internet users are using ad blocking software. Also, I know most email programs like Gmail and Hotmail now automatically categorize your email so that ads just automatically go into this separate folder. When all else fails, delete, which means get good at quitting. Realizing you can't practice self-discipline with some things is the first step. From there, you just delete the app, the newsletter subscription, the social network. So it's much like eating. There's certain things that I don't have self-discipline around, so the first step is I don't have them in my house. I delete them. So canceling cable means you're deleting TV. Deleting tweets from your personal Twitter account or not actively being on Twitter anymore is a way of saying no and deleting. Unliking all Facebook pages that aren't adding value to your life. Really. So many that don't. Delete apps that you compulsively check or waste money on. And use the desktop site instead. It doesn't solve everything, but at least it curbs usage frequency. For instance, if you were only checking Facebook, if you had a rule, you only check Facebook on your desktop, you would be checking it less. Delete to save yourself from yourself. How many things are you willing to delete and quit? So having a partner to help you or an assistant help you is really key. For instance, I eat 2 pieces of chocolate covered peanuts every day, but I have my partner hide the bag from me, and he puts 2 pieces of chocolate covered peanuts beside my bed every night. I know I have that to look forward to, but I also know that I can't practice self-discipline if the whole bag's around. So it's the same thing with your social media life. So if your assistant can help you with this or your partner can, it's really a great thing. All right, so take a news fast. This one's self-evident. Constant barrage of checking news can take over our time and our brain. Do you really miss anything when you don't hit the news cycle every 2 days, 3 days? We've become addicted to the news. Streamline a process. There's many areas of our digital life that we can streamline. What is something you can outsource? Uploading photos to the MLS? Having a virtual assistant enter your data? And what multiple systems are you using that just duplicate? I mean, that takes up your digital life. Oh, count the apps on your phone. Oh, when I did this, it was absolutely depressing. Talk about look, see, tell the truth. My phone was loaded with apps that I don't even know what they're for. So I started deleting. Who else might have this problem?
I am.
Is it Olga?
Yes.
Yeah. So life is simpler when you don't have to scroll through a bunch of apps on your phone and you actually know what they're for. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's really eye-opening. Thank you, Olga, for being open to telling us that too. 15, practice password hygiene. So you may spend a few hours logging into each of your accounts and creating unique, strong passwords. Then forgetting or misplacing them, only having to hit the lost password button, waiting for the unique code to hit your phone and create another password. Who's had this happen? Takes a lot of time.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Then add an extra layer of protection by enabling two-factor verification on your accounts wherever the option is available. When you enter your password, you'll receive a message with a one-time code you must enter before logging in. This just happened to me the other day. It just takes so much time. It's so irritating. And this is something I really intend to do this year because I've talked about it for the last 2 years. I'm going to use an application like LastPass or 1Password, which are password managing apps that let you use a master password to unlock a vault of passwords.
I did it and it's great.
Terry, fantastic. Thank you. Yeah. Which one do you use?
I use Dashlane.
Dashlane, another one. Great. Great. So that's
LastPass too.
Okay. You like Dashlane better?
I didn't try the other one, so I don't know.
All right. So that's one action that I'm going to take. So just taking those simple steps will safeguard you from the inevitable hacks that arrive and all the time of you know, trying to recover passwords. Get rid of unused gadgets and power cables. Yeah. So I have dropped off absolute big boxes of cords that I didn't know what they go to and, you know, old electronic stuff in the past year. Best Buy takes your used electronics and recycles them for free. You just bag them up and drop them off. Sell your old gadgets. Old gadgets are like having the clothes in your closet you never wear. They take up physical and emotional space. Moving helps too. If you're moving, you're forced to do that stuff. Make a list of all the programs and apps you use in real estate. Are they necessary? How do they serve you? Use two or three email accounts. Who has more than one email account? At first glance, this may seem like it will make your life more difficult. However, when you dedicate one account to your business, your priorities become clear. I mean, if shopping has ever sent you down a rabbit hole, that's what the second email account is for. Personal stuff that could be a distraction, right? So I have one account for business and one account for personal. Get rid of Twitter. Really, shouldn't we all get rid of Twitter? Are we really thinking that people that want to work with us will follow us on Twitter? What a waste. Anybody disagree with me?
Nope.
Feel free. Get your storage in one place. Oh my gosh, in real estate, this has been like my biggest nightmare. Deciding where to store things. I mean, we've tried it all. Dropbox, of course. Evernote really is my second brain. And if you don't know about it, you're missing out. I store everything in Evernote so I can find it. And the problem always for us is pick one. Most CRMs have storage capabilities for documents. Anybody ever found that they're using multiple sites for storage and then they can't find anything?
No.
Yeah. Or you pick one and then your assistant doesn't really buy into it. So at any rate, get your storage in one place, life is easier. Or at least two places. Get down to one calendar. So also, I've been a victim over the years of trying to find the perfect calendar. You know, the one with the right colors or the right reminders or catchy style. Who has more than one calendar out there? And then the calendars sometimes don't talk to each other well. So ridiculous. And the last one is start a reading habit and put it in your schedule. Some of the ideas from this webinar have come from this book, Digital Minimalism, by Cal Newport, which was rated one of the best business books to read last year. So really, really great book. So real quickly, because I know we're running out of time, who wants to take on one of the things we've gone over on this call as an action? Declare it out loud.
I will get rid of devices that don't belong on my desktop or in my drawers as a result of this call.
Such as, Michael. Such as.
All these devices that I just cleaned out of my drawers while you were talking.
What are they?
Wow.
These are phone stands and cables and old boxes from things that I bought and more cables. They are gone.
Yeah, the world of lost cables is like lost socks. I mean, really.
What about digitally? What are you going to get rid of?
I did also delete three apps on my phone while we were talking too, and I only have two pages of apps. So,
good job.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of apps.
Yeah.
Okay, great, Terry.
I think apps is a good one for me too. Who else is here? Dwayne, Olga.
I can get rid of some apps and definitely clean up my old junk drawer with wires and some devices.
Yes. We're going to do drawers. I think pots and pans are on the list.
Okay, who else? Dwayne, do you have anything you're going to give up? Delete? Dwayne's not a guy that gets caught up too much in the social media stuff and the digital world. So just a reminder that, again, taking it on in a big way makes a bigger difference than just piecemealing. cleaning out your closet piecemealing sometimes looks like you've barely made a dent. So everybody have a fabulous December and a simpler life.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.